Hello, welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices podcast. Welcome to the chapter of emotional intelligence. This is chapter 6 and this is episode 78. I can't believe we've made it this far. We should have been beyond this, but you know, I believe in right timing and, you know, feeling all right to actually do something. And I'm so happy that I've stayed consistent now. This is the third month. Life happens, yes, but you know what? You just gotta keep going. So, to those who are listening to this episode for the first time, welcome to A Thousand Voices podcast. My name is Gina. I am your host. I talk about all things self-help, self-love, self-care, self-improvement, self-healing, you know, self-care, self-empowerment, all about the self. And if you are to follow through in my journey, starting from episode 1, you will understand how we got here to where we are now. I'm not an expert. Everything I share is based on my personal experiences. It's based on my personal journey, my opinions, as well as layers and layers of research. All right. So most of the information is backed up by a lot of scientific research. And yeah, I'm really happy to be living in this age of information where you get to learn in real time and you can apply that in real time. And if you just open yourself up and allow yourself to learn, you can change so many things in your life. Yes, challenges will always come. And this is why we are talking about emotional intelligence, because I feel like your emotions are your internal compass that was designed by God to help you navigate in life. So the more you are intelligent in how you feel, the more you understand how it is very important to know how to regulate and manage your emotions. So this is episode 78 and chapter 6, but it's episode 2 of chapter 6 of emotional intelligence. And I'm talking about understanding emotions. So emotions are a fundamental part of the human experience. They are very, very important. I don't know how to describe this, but I'm sure you understand. If you feel happy, if you feel sad, if you feel angry, if you feel some type of way, if you whatever vibes, you know the vibes, that is emotions. That is what it stands for. It shapes our thoughts. Emotions literally shape how we think. They shape our behaviors and they shape our relationships. They serve as a signal that provides valuable information about our needs and preferences. And this can be at that present moment, it can be momentarily, it can be over a long time, but you need to understand yourself first. This is where self-awareness plays a big role, because you will understand your emotions in order to improve effective communication, decision-making, and overall well-being. So, you need to identify and label these emotions, right? What exactly am I talking about? If you ask me, like, hey, Gina, okay, now that we know about emotional intelligence, what exactly do I mean? So, you need to recognize and label emotions accurately. Yes, I know that they are general ones, like you're feeling happy, you're feeling sad, you know, but you have to accurately know yourself to develop your own type of emotional intelligence. I can tell you that, you know, when you feel like this, do this. You have to feel it deep within you to identify that. Because once you understand yourself better, how you are feeling, and you respect that, you will be able to communicate effectively. So, what I want you guys to know is there's a difference between feelings and emotions, right? And these are always they're always used as if, you know, it's like the same thing, but they have different meanings. So feelings are subjective, right? These are subjective experiences that rise from our emotions. So feeling sad is a result of grief, right? That is a feeling. So it's like emotions are like the umbrella, then feelings are sort of like categories, if I'm making sense. So you have to know how each and every emotion plays a big role within your life and your behavior. You have to understand and label each and every emotion so that you know, if I'm feeling sad, I have to behave like this. If I'm feeling happy, I have to behave like this. You need to understand the difference also between the feelings and the emotions. And you can improve your overall emotional intelligence. So I want to tell you a thing or two, right? About how you can sort of identify these emotions. Because I can talk about the surface, but at the end of the day, you need me to sort of spoon feed you and tell you, like, okay, if you're feeling like this, this is what's happening. So for example, emotions are complex, right? Because they are psychological responses that come from our brain. So our brain is sort of like the engine of our body, and it is stimulated by external things. So for example, our eyes stimulate our brain, and then our brain translates all of that into a psychological response, which is now a emotion. So for example, your eyes, your ears, you know, your nose, you can smell something and it's so bad, then you're disgusted. Or you can hear something that is, you know, off, and then, you know, you just don't want to listen to that. Or so our five senses sort of are the pathways to psychological responses within our brain that will now stimulate our emotions. So this could be physical sensations, right? Like somebody could touch you, or it could be a specific behavior that will trigger that emotion. And some of these emotions, you already know them. Somebody could say something that will throw you off, and you're angry, or you're sad, or you feel joy, or you feel fear. And like I mentioned, feelings now are subjective experiences to these psychological responses. And they are how we interpret or perceive emotions. I hope this is clear, guys. I don't want to confuse anyone. I hope what I'm saying is making so much sense. And please feel free to pause and go back to the last 3 or so minutes where I'm sort of like giving you the basis of it, and then sort of like dissecting everything. Again, I want you to come to this place where you find information that will help you to apply into your life, or information that you can apply into your life to improve it, to make it better. So feel free to share this with anyone that you feel like needs to understand emotions, because I've kind of explained them in a complex way, but I want you to understand what it means from that level. So you now understand, okay, so my five senses kind of are the pathways for me to feel. So your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, touch. Then from there, you need to now coordinate yourself and understand how each of this affects how you behave. I'll see you in the next episode.